With dementia on the rise, the prospect of a loved one going missing is becoming a real possibility for more and more Australians. And Ray Speechley's family know how it feels. The 77-year-old left a nursing home on the New South Wales far south coast in 2016, just a week after he moved in. And since then, his daughter has been searching through the bush near a lonely stretch of highway in the hope of laying his body to rest. Well, advocates say too many families are forced to take on confronting tasks like that because of a lack of resources dedicated to finding the 2,600 registered long-term missing people in Australia. Peter Doherty has this report.
Nikki Smith has scoured hundreds of kilometres of bushland near the Prince's Highway.
So really at this stage, trying to see a bone, a human bone in the bush is pretty hard. When I first started, or when I first had to look at that, that's we'd be finding possibly bones. I always thought it'd be, you know, the bones are white, they're going to stand out. Out in the sun, they get bleached. But bones under this kind of canopy or wet canopy can either be brown, grey, or even green.
Her father, Ray, was last seen walking north along the highway in the pouring rain. And for nearly 3 years, Nikki Smith has been working with volunteers hoping she'll find answers.
It's once the police don't have a lead anymore, you're left in limbo. And it's up to the families to organise all of this kind of thing.
Susie Ratcliffe runs Leave a Light On, an organisation that supports the families of people who've gone missing. She says there's a lack of resources to help people like Nikki Smith.
With such a high number of cases, there's just not enough detectives and enough resources and enough support networks for these families and for these missing persons.
Susie Ratcliffe's sister Joanne was one of two girls who disappeared from the Adelaide Oval in 1973. South Australian police renewed their investigations and increased a reward for information after she demanded the case be released to a private investigator.
There are a lot of families that are very disgruntled with the way investigations have been formed over the years. It's quite understandable with a lot of the older cases that have been run 40, 50 years ago, because detectives really weren't up with missing persons. It was fairly rare occurrence. So quite often families are very upset that evidence has gone missing, suspects weren't followed up, witnesses weren't re-interviewed, calls to Crime Stoppers or to police units weren't followed up with. And this causes a lot of heartache for families.
Are you hearing similar things from families who have lost someone more recently in the last 10 years, say?
It's still quite prevalent.
Leave a Light On is calling for the automatic reporting of long-term missing persons to a national register, more cooperation between states and territories, and for more equity in the rewards offered for information.
You struggle to be able to deal with this on an everyday basis. Dealing with the grief and anguish of losing a loved one in this sort of situation, but to have that added torment of doing things that realistically the police should be doing.
At the latest search for Ray Speechley, the mood is upbeat.
We know then we're going in the right direction if we find that lead. The legs are a little bit jelly at the moment, but we'll continue and finish this to the gully over here, just in case.
But there's still no sign of him. Last month, the New South Wales coroner asked police to renew their search for a red or maroon car that was parked on the highway close to the point where Mr. Speechley was last seen. It's thought the driver may have given the man a ride north, or at least seen where he walked into the bush. But Susie Ratcliffe says it could be too little too late.
This should have been publicised, not just locally around the area that Ray went missing, not just within the state that Ray went missing, but nationally.
Meanwhile, Nikki Smith says she cannot begin to grieve until she finds her father.
I think I'll be able to grieve if I can bring him home. And that's the longer it takes, the time takes, the if becomes bigger and bigger.
Nikki Smith speaking there to Peter Doherty. And in a statement, the New South Wales Police Force says they're continuing with their investigations into Ray Speechley and they've renewed their appeal for information.